Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And we're so delighted that you have decided to join us this Mother's Day. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Giving reference to the God who's the head of my life and to everyone in their respective places, the Apostle Deans and everyone, I just thank God for an opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on this day. I thank and praise God for an opportunity. I just want to call our service, our worship service to order now. We want to call our worship service to order. We're going to start with a song, with our devotion, a scripture, and a prayer. Praise God. We give God all the glory. We give him all the praise today. All the glory and all the praise. God is good. He is very good. And I give him praise. I don't take anything lightly. I don't take it for granted what God does for me. Reading will be coming from Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise the Lord on the high-sounding cymbal. Praise him on the loud-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. And praise him for starting you on your way. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you right now, Lord, to cover us right now in the blood of Jesus. I ask you now to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you to bind up the strong man right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every demon, every demonic force. I ask you to bind it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to cover everyone on this radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you to bless each one of them right now that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you today, Lord, to bless our Sunday service, our Sunday worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to let devil decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people, Lord, today. Lord, I just thank you for an opportunity. I don't take it for granted, Lord Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory on today. And we repent right now for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. We repent. I repent right now. I repent right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I confess and I repent for every negative word, every negative statement, Lord. Anything in my heart that's not like you, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you now. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory, and I give you all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory, we're going to go right on and have a little testimony service. I'm going to play another. Thank you. Now, that's a testimony for me because I just love to praise God. I love to praise him all the time. God is a great God and worthy to be praised. I love to praise God all the time. That's my testimony for today. I have so many things to thank and praise God for, and we all do. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name on today. God is an awesome God, and I thank God on today. I thank him for my mountains, and I thank him for my valleys. I thank God on today. He is an awesome, good God, and he's everything to me. We're going to have just another song, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Lord, we're going to have a good time in the Lord today in spite of God is good. His mercy endures forever. I just thank and praise him right now.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. Now I'm free. Change is coming at this time.
Yeah.
God can do that. God can make a wonderful change all over us. I just give God praise on today for just another opportunity. We're going to go ready to go on the word. It's just going to be something short and sweet. And I didn't have a Mother's Day sermon. I don't preach like that. I just have to preach what the Holy Spirit gives me to preach. And he didn't give me a whole lot today. So I know he's going to do the preaching. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come now, Lord, at this preaching hour, Lord, just letting you know that I can do nothing of myself, Lord. I ask you now to let me decrease. Let the Holy Ghost increase and minister to your people, Lord. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what they need. But, Father, I know you know all things, Father. So I submit myself to you to be used, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you now, Lord, to take over, Holy Spirit, and take control today. I give myself to you. All these things I ask in your name, in Jesus' name, and for your glory. Amen, amen. We're going to go to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And we're going to be talking about, just for a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, what is required of you. What is required of us? Have we ever thought about what God requires of us? What does God expect from us? What does God expect from us? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly thy God. That's what God expects from us. God expects for us, and it's required of us, to do justly, and to love mercy, that he gives us new every morning. Every time we wake up, we have new mercy. And to walk humbly with God. Now, it's a joy and a delight different in certain people, because they think that they work to get them to this place. But what Michael was saying here, he was asking a question, or he was asked a question, what is required of us? And we ought to think about that time. What does God, sometime, what does God need to do? What would he have me to do? I ask him all the time. My desire is to please you, Lord. What do I do? How do I do it? When do I do it, Lord? I want to please you. Just show me what is required of me. And believe me, God will answer you. He will show you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. He will tell you exactly what to do. Exactly. Even in my prayers, I went to God. I said, how do I worship you? Just show me how to worship you like you want me to worship you, not like I want to. I'm trying to please you. So show me, Lord, what's required of me in my, how to worship you in my worship. Show me how to do it. Tell you, God gave me a worship song. He gave me a worship song. It was just 3 or 4 words. And he had me to sing it over and over and over again. What is required of us? We need to ask God within ourselves, what would you have me to do to please you? What is your desire from us, from me? What do I need to do to please you, Father? What is my requirement? And the Lord told Michael to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humble. We have to be humble before the Lord. God ain't going to make us humble. We got to humble ourselves. That's our requirement. He can humble you, believe me. He can humble us, but he wants you to humble yourself. God made it perfectly, very clear through the words of Paul. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit, they're after the things of the spirit. they're dependent on the spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But because a carnal mind is enmity against God, we don't want that. We don't want a carnal mind. So our minds have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. God wants us to walk justly before men and him. He wants us to live a holy life. Some people saying, oh, we can't live like that. I ain't wearing no long dresses. I ain't wearing this. God ain't worried about that. He worried about is your heart right? Can you humble yourself in your heart? Sometimes, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking. I don't know what other people are thinking. But I try to sit up and ask God, what else can I do? What else can I say? How can I extend or expand my prayer life? How can I sing like you want me to sing? That's when I tell you, he gave me a worship song in my prayer time. I just couldn't hardly believe it. And then he said, that's how you worship. I can hear him plainly and clear. That's the worship I want. And I just thank God for it. Because if you seek him, if you ask him, he'll let you know what he likes. He'll let you know what's required of you. He'll let you know that. We have to seek and ask God. We got to take it upon ourselves and ask God, am I doing enough? Oh, we know we're not, but we got to ask him, am I doing enough? Can you show me what to do? Can you lead me how to do it? How long to do it? You know, everybody don't pray like me. I don't expect everybody to pray like me, but pray sometime. Pray 10 minutes. Pray 5 minutes. Whatever you do unto the Lord, do it unto him. Do it for him. And not man, and not me, and nobody else, but do it unto God. He requires us to do this. Let me read another scripture. In Romans 3:19. In Romans 3, verse 9 through 18, Apostle Paul set before us the condition of man. He bring man before the judgment bar of God. And shows that he is guilty. Then Paul takes man into God's clinic, into the hospital, into the church. You know what I'm saying? He takes him in there and shows him that he's sick. Sick nigh unto death. He's sick unto death. In fact, he's dead in his trespasses and in his sin. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, it's eternal life. God requires righteousness, but we cannot meet the standard. We can't meet the standard. Paul said we can't meet them. There is none righteous. No, not one, he said. Over in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, he said there ain't one man righteous, not one of us. Because if it was, Jesus wouldn't have had to die on the cross. That we can have a right to the tree of life. Ain't nobody righteous. But we striving. We trying to get there. 10:1 says, thy fool have said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. That is what God said about me and other people. But God always says that he requires righteousness. How are you going to be able to present to him, yourself to him? Because God requires righteousness. Paul goes on to say in verse 11, chapter 3, verse 11, there is none that understands. There is none that seeketh after God. In other words, there is none that acts even on the knowledge that he has. If you are not a Christian, you don't even have a clue.
If you corner minded, you just don't have a clue. You don't know what to do. And some of the Christians, some of the believers don't even know. They just looking around, sitting around like, what? What am I doing? But God requires righteousness. Psalms 14, 2 and 3 says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and see God. They are all gone aside, astray. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. I mean, not one. Not one. God had to send his son over in the, from the Old Testament again and again. God expects and requires righteousness. God wants us in righteousness. We have to strive to do the right thing. We can't sit up and tell lies and lies and lies. And not only that, but other things we do when we don't have to do it. Like I said before, things we do, some of the wrong things we do, we don't have to do it. Just say, no, no, I can't do it. Or somebody says, no, I'm not doing that. Just don't do it. Because God judges us. He looks and judges us for every deed that we do, good or bad. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, you know it's bad. But God requires it to be good. He requires righteousness. He requires righteousness. Jesus had to go to the cross. That's why he died for us on the cross. I'm going to read Luke chapter 12. Verse 48, he says, but he that knew not and did commit these things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with the fruits. Now, you know, when we know how to do things right and we do them wrong and God judges us, we're going to get whooped with a many, many stripes because we know the right things to do. For unto whomever so is given, much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will act the more. So to whom much is given, much is required. We know that. We know that we go through things and we don't. Why I gotta go through this? To whom much is we given? And I ain't talking about no money. I'm talking about gifts. I'm talking about titles. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about joy and peace. To whom much is given, to whom much God has given you, much, far much from you. All the gifts, all the callings on your life, it's not only spiritual gifts, it's other gifts. God has given up talent. God has given up winning inventions that we can take something and go make $1 million off of it. God has given us gifts and talents. To whom much is given, much is required. We don't even know how we know how to do stuff. We have to know it's from God. We have to know it's from him. To whom much is given, much is required. I don't telling you. And then when you know to do good, when you know how to do these things, when you know that you got to, whatever you got to do, and you don't do them, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. Just like I was saying the other day, when my sister called me and asked me to get on the line, I'm saying, Lord, I should be able to support her. I should be able to do it. No, I was going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because it's not what she do that God is going to judge me, but it's what I do that he's going to judge me and get me if I don't do it. So I got to do it. It's in my heart to do the right thing. Even if don't nobody support me, I got to support you. That's what God loves. God loves that. And down. I can humble myself. It don't matter to me because all it's not about me. It's about God and what God requires of us. We got to remember that we have to do what God say do because he's requiring us to live by the Ten Commandments. He requires us to live holy, holy, holy. He requires us to love one another. He requires us to love our enemies and pray for them. He requires us to pray and fast. He got requirements on us. They already set for us. We got to do what God say do. We got to live the way God want us to live. We can't sit around here and do what we think we're big enough and want to do. We got to go for what we know in God. We can't worry about what the next man doing. We can't worry about none of that. All I know is God means everything to me, and I'm going to sit aside whatever it is to do what God say do. Whatever he required me, I'm going to be trying to do it. I don't know nothing else to do but do what God say do. I done tried everything else. Nothing else worked like God. Nothing else worked like God. So I'm telling you like this. Today is a Mother's Day, and God gave us all mothers, and it's all right. That's man's day, man-made day for mothers, and it's all right to honor your parents. It's all right, but we got to give God the greatest honor. We got to give God the best, because when we don't have a mother like I don't have one, I look to God to be my mother. And so I'm honoring God today for Mother's Day. And I just thank God today that he sent Jesus and he died for me. I thank God today that my mother, when you don't have a mother, he'll be a mother for you. When you don't have a father, he'll be a father for you. When you don't have nobody, God is everything for every man. He's all things to all men. So I'm telling you today, it's good to have a mother, but it's better than that. It's good to have Jesus. It's good that God sent his only begotten son to die for all of us, my mom and my daddy, my sister and my brother. God sent Jesus to die for every one of us, and I thank God that he did, because if he didn't, I couldn't have the righteousness that I'm going to have. I wouldn't be able to live holy like I'm trying to live holy. I wouldn't be able to walk and have a right to the tree of life like I'm going to have. So I'm telling you now, God sent his only begotten son to the Calvary's cross in the name of Jesus. And he was beat and whooped for you and for me all night long. For my mama on Mother's Day, on Jesus Day, he was whooped for us. And that's the requirement that God gave to Jesus. That was his requirement. He had to die for me, and he had to die for you. He was beat for you, and he was beat for me. And I thank God for his son. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the shed blood. I thank him today. I give him praise, and I give him glory. He went to that cross. He didn't say a mumbling word. He was beat. He was spit on. He was speared. He was everything. He was drugged. Everything. But I tell you what, he did not come down from the old rugged cross for you and for me. He could have came down, but I thank God on today. I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him today. He didn't come down. He didn't come down. He didn't come down. And I thank God. I thank God for his son. I thank him today. I thank him. And that's not all of it. He got up in the name of Jesus with all power. He got up with all power, righteousness. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. That's what the Lord's speaking to me, righteousness. He got up with righteousness in his hand. He got up with power in the other hand. He got up with righteousness. I thank God today. I give God glory for righteousness. I give God glory for righteousness on today. in the name of Jesus. I give him glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for your son, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, Lord. I thank you for sending the Holy Ghost when you went away. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for leading and guiding us. I thank you today. I thank you, hallelujah, that you reached your hand way down, pull me out of a horrible pit and put my feet on the rock, establish my going in the name of Jesus. I thank God that he reached way down and he got that mud and that filth off of me. And he put his word in my heart. And he put running in my feet. And he put clapping in my hand. And I thank him. Oh, yeah. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God today. And I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you praise today, Lord. I thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you today. Hallelujah. Ooh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank God for Jesus and how he shed his blood for us. I give him praise. Now, I'm calling you to the altar today. You know, God is a good God. He's an awesome God, and I thank him today. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what nobody else won't do for you, God will do it for you. If man can't do it, God will do it for you. If nobody else will do it for you, God will do it. God is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Father, I come now, hallelujah, humbly before your throne of grace today. Lord, I'm calling them to the altar today, Lord. I'm calling them to the altar of your heart, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bring them to you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. They bow down, Lord, before your throne of grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. And cover them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know we can't make it without you. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. We call it on your name. We can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Send Jesus. Send Jesus. Send Jesus. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. Each and every one of them. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless their families. Yes, Lord. Bless they 10 people, their cousins, their aunts and uncles. Bless their family, Lord. Bless those, Lord, that just sitting around, don't know which way to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you today, Lord, those that sick and those that's behind prison walls, I ask you to touch them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have a healing balm in the hem of your garment, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you now, Lord, just touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your anointing, Lord. Your anointing is present, Lord. It's present to heal and deliver and set free now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless right now. Lead each one of them. Lead the men, Lord, and cover the men, Lord. Bless the men, Lord.
in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit of God lead the man of the house. Bless the man, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he may lead the family in the way that they need to be led. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow all over them right now. In the name of Jesus, let them be healed, Lord, and heal, Lord, and heal, Lord, and heal, Lord, and touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every apostle, every bishop, every prophet, every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every rabbi, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, cover right now, all over the earth, cover them right now, Lord, and all over the earth, Lord, and cover right now, in the blood of Jesus. Don't let not one be lost. Don't let them get away, God. Cover them right now. I don't care if they in the rainforest. I don't care if they way deep in Korea. I don't care if they in Hong Kong. I don't care where they at, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they need you, Lord, and don't even know they need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it, Lord. We can't make it, Lord, and we need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today. Oh, yes, Lord, I bless your name, Lord. I just give you praise. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for building me up where I'm torn down. Thank you for strengthening me right now where I'm weak, Lord. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hear the word wealthy in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for wealth and wealth untold. I thank God. I thank God for miracles, signs and wonders. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank the Lord for opening doors that no man can close, because you open them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask you to wake them up out they sleep. Wake them, Lord, and let them know that you're standing right there, that you sent your angel. Oh, yeah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory today. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for doing this. I thank you for answering every prayer, Lord. I thank you for paying every bill. Oh, I thank you for filling every cupboard. I thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for sending a raven, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Send the raven, Lord. I thank you for healing all over the body right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. God, opening up wounds. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, healing them right now. Healing taking place right now. Healing taking place right now. Healing, Lord, heal, touch right now. Touch right now. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, prosperity is what I keep hearing. I hear wealth and prosperity. I hear wealth and prosperity in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opening up my ears, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you for a clear vision. I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In your name, Father. Lord, we thank you. I pray for everyone that some not on here today, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless them and cover them wherever they are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for their families. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on today
God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Awesome. And I thank God for the word. I thank God for the prayer. I just thank God on today. I thank him for speaking. I thank God. He's good. He's good. So I'm going to get ready to close out. I love you all. And each one of you all have a blessed, happy Mother's Day. God bless you all. I love y'all. Each one of y'all. Elaine, everybody. God bless you all. You all have a good rest of y'all evening. God bless you. Love you. Have a good night.
God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't spare. Tell me who makes move out of my way. Who make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me? Times every step, God is able. God is able. Oh, and he won't stand. Help me make a out of a little stream. Help, I'll throw back. When the sun can look at me, and who held the wind to whisper to the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who the same God never come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. Never forsake you. No, you won't say.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed night. God bless you.